The latest edition of the University of Alaska Southeast literary journal Tidal Echoes was released recently. It takes a year to curate all of the work that goes into the book, which showcases poets, fiction writers, and artists. There's only one requirement for submission. You have to be a full-time resident of Southeast. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more on capturing the region's unique cultural identity in print.
Emily Wall flips through 114 map pages of the freshly published journal.
I think that's a photograph. That's 3D art made out of an egg carton.
Wall is the faculty advisor for Tidal Echoes, which is now in its eighth year. The journal is edited by UAS students. It accepts work from all over Southeast, from the Lemon Creek Correctional Center to Metlakatla. Wall says there are no themes. It's more about creating a platform for local artists and writers.
And so I really like that for Down South audiences, it's a way of distinguishing us as a region, that this is a very particular and beautiful and different aspect of the state.
There are other literary journals in Alaska. Some accept submissions from out of state, but none are regionally specific. In this edition of Tidal Echoes, the featured writer and artist are both from Juneau. The cover has Fumi Matsumoto's artwork on it, a collection of used tea bags stamped with ravens.
It's a happy cover, you know what I mean? Someone said that too. They said, oh yeah, all the ravens look like they're having a good time. Oh, look at this. And I found this baseball guy that's made out of, I guess he's part of a trophy, but...
Matsumoto is a found artist who's lived in Alaska for about 30 years. You might look at an empty milk carton or the dying leaves of a houseplant and see trash. Fumi thinks of something else.
Here are the leaves. The image of a wolf sort of popped out of the pile of leaves. It's almost like a puzzle, then looking for the right leaf to make the ear. That's what I like to do. If I find something and you look at it for a while, a piece of driftwood or whatever, and what kind of images come out, you know, as you're staring at it.
There was the time she noticed the glint of a pile of Mountain Dew cans.
And I don't drink it. I just had the cans. And I thought, wow, the colors were really nice. You've got the green and the red.
She realized the colorful aluminum looked like the feathers of her bird, Pogo.
Very parrot-like. So I just made parrots out of those.
Matsumoto is Japanese-American and uses different Eastern techniques for her art. Origami, kirigami, or paper cutting, sumi, which is inkbrush painting. Some of her work is playful, like the Mountain Dew parrots. Other pieces tell the story of her family history, like Minidoka Interlude.
It's a very subtle photo of a Japanese woman in a kimono, and that's my mom.
The photograph is encased in a square metal cage.
There's a gold button, barbed wire, and a scroll that has the name of some of the Japanese internees there.
Minidoka refers to the Idaho internment camp that Japanese Americans were sent to during World War II. Matsumoto's father and relatives were sent to a different location. At the time, the U.S. government feared another attack like Pearl Harbor, but little evidence was ever uncovered to support theories of espionage.
It's just that we look like the enemy, you know? If we hadn't looked like Japanese people, I doubt if they would have been rounded up and stuck in camps.
Matsumoto says she didn't learn about her family's past until she was older. As far as her dad explaining to her what happened?
Well, he didn't. That was a thing. Most Japanese Americans were basically wanting to put it behind them. You know, it was very shameful to have been accused of being a spy or unloyal, because they weren't.
Her father left the internment camp for the U.S. Army and went on to be a highly decorated war hero. Matsumoto says she hopes making artwork like this will help create a dialogue.
Then perhaps people will become aware and sensitive, you know, to what had happened and that it won't happen again.
You can see Fumi Matsumoto's work in the latest edition of Tidal Echoes, along with other pieces from Southeast artists and writers. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.